families, and we work with hospitals and health and human service agencies. So a little background on me. We started Keeping Baby Safe in 2006, but in 2000, my son Garrett was born. He was my third child. And we were away, and he was sleeping in a play yard, you know, a mesh-sided play
like
yard.
A pack-and-play kind of thing.
Pack-and-play,
yeah.
Exactly. And we had a aftermarket or supplemental mattress with it, and they were advertised as suitable and safe to be used together. They were sold right next to each other in the store, and like other new moms, my son was 4 months old. Had a lot of friends with babies, and my friends all said to me, "Oh, it's the baby will sleep so much better in this. He'll be more comfortable." And again, they were sold together, so you believe what's out in the marketplace. And so Garrett was sleeping in that pack and play with the mattress, and he had suffocated during the night while he was sleeping. And the more research we did after that, we came to realize that, first of all, cribs and the mattresses, when I say cribs, I mean play yards and bassinets, were not regulated at the time, and nor the mattresses. And the more research we had done about the play yards and those mattresses, we found out that they really are a suffocation hazard. And so after that, we began working. We formed Keeping Baby Safe, and we worked with Jack Walsh, who was a 20-year crib safety expert, and Lee Walsh, who also was at the CPSC. And we founded Keeping Baby Safe because together the three of us really believed that there was a tremendous amount of work and information that needed to get out to the public about safe sleep environments. And Jack had said to us that those supplemental mattresses are a known suffocation hazard. And so we worked together, and we got the help at the time of Diane Feinstein, and we worked with and President Bush in 2008 signed the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, which, believe it or not, in this country was the first law in over 30 years mandating crib safety, play yard safety, and mattress safety.
Wow.
And unfortunately, or fortunately, Garrett's name was on that law.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And, you know, Jack and Lee, they had worked prior in nonprofit work for crib safety, but they believed that there was so much work that needed to be done, and that even about the supplemental mattresses, that the word needed to get out. People aren't reading the warning label.
Right.
And the warning label clearly states only use the mattress pad provided by the manufacturer. Never add any mattress or additional bedding because it is a known suffocation hazard.
Wow.
And had that information been available to us,
right,
we never, ever would have put our son in a dangerous situation. And the more research we did, the more we found that, you know, really it's misinformation that unfortunately moms are providing to other moms. You know, you believe your friends or your family, whoever had a baby prior to you. And, you know, like I said, these mattresses were sold with the play yards. So you believe, oh, you know, and as adults, we sleep on thick, very cushiony or hard, you know, mattresses. And for babies, that's not the case, especially in that mesh-sided pack-and-play.
Right.
The safest thing is that mattress pad that comes with it, because any additional bedding causes a gap.
Mm.
And soft bedding. So, you know, the babies are not crying because they're uncomfortable.
Right.
That's just a parent's misbelief.
Right. Right. No, and as a parent, anybody who's been a parent knows, like, your sleep deprivation is huge. And, you know, anything
Correct.
That your friends recommend or anything you can do to get your baby to sleep and be more comfortable, everybody wins, right? You know, but you don't know you're putting them in danger, right? You wouldn't know that, right?
You wouldn't know that.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, this worked for my baby, and this is great. And you're like, okay, I'll get some sleep. Great.
Correct.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So our one of our biggest goals is to really educate, because once you have proper education about safe sleep, you're obviously going to follow that and mm-hmm. keep your baby safe.
Yeah.
So our goal is really to get information out there. You know, when it comes to the crib, bear is best in the crib, meaning, you know, tight-fitting sheet, no bumpers, absolutely no blanket, absolutely nothing in the crib but a tight-fitted mattress and a crib sheet. And same when you're using a playpen or a bassinet, especially with a playpen, that you only use the mattress pad provided by the manufacturer.
Yeah. Well, I remember, too, being confused when we went shopping for my first baby, right? You go to the Babies R Us or wherever, and they've got all these bumpers and all these, you know, quilts and all the, you know, and I'm like, all this beautiful stuff. You're like, oh, so excited. I'm like, no, no, we can't use any of it because
right.
it's not. But I'm like, then why do they sell it? Why do they advertise it? Why do they show it? Like, it just, it's a disconnect.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people, you want to have a pretty room, decorate the room outside of the crib.
Right.
Leave everything out of the crib. Or if you want to put things in the crib, take it out when your baby goes to bed.
Right. And then put your baby in a warm sleeper, right? You know,
right.
clothing. Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. yeah. No blankets, no
right.
pillows. You know, that's really the number one hazard in infant sleeping is additional bedding or soft bedding in the crib or bassinet or play yard. But, you know, when you're traveling,
oh, yeah.
You know, people use a pack and play yard. And I see all the times people say, well, the mattress didn't fit perfectly, so I improvised. That is a clear sign that mattress is not made for that pack and play.
Right.
You should really only use the mattress pad. I can't stress it enough, because had I done that, my son would be here today.
Right. Right. And then do some people where you've got, you know, you hand things, you know, use things or you share things or, you know, and they're like, oh, I have the pack and play, but I don't know where the mattress is, right? Like, you
right.
know.
A lot of people have a huge emotional attachment to their crib. And so, you know, in like I said, President Bush signed the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act. And in 2002, so what it does is that all cribs now should be manufactured after 2012. Everything manufactured prior to that is now illegal.
Wow.
So even if you're having a baby and you have an older crib and you say, oh, it was barely used, it was safe, it's no longer safe. Drop side cribs are not safe. Over 5 million drop side cribs have been recalled.
Wow.
Again, yeah. And if you're going to throw out an old crib, we recommend throwing out the three sides with all the missing, you know, all the loose
right.
parts.
Right.
And then throw out the one side by itself so that nobody can use it.
Wow.
You know, secondhand cribs are the leading cause of death.
Wow.
Whether it's, you know, loose or missing parts. So you should always use the manufacturer parts. You should always have a you know, crib mattress that fits snug, no more than two fingers on the side of the crib. And always use a crib sheet. I can't stress that enough.
Right.
A twin sheet is a suffocation hazard
wow.
in a crib.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, so many statistics that none of us ever knew. Right.
right. And especially grandparents. You know, right. a lot of grandparents have the emotional attachment to the cribs. So, you know, there's a lot of affordable, smaller, non-full-size cribs that are safe, that are now out on the market. And, again, if you're using a pack-and-play, just always remember to only use the mattress pad that comes with that. Don't ever buy an additional mattress or, you know, anything that is advertised for that, because right now we filed a petition with the Consumer Product Safety, with the CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission, in 2015 to ban those mattresses and to get them off the market.
Right.
And, you know, there's many that that are advertised as 2 inches and 3 inches Playard mattresses. And those will all be banned. Those are a true suffocation hazard. No one should ever put their baby in a Playard with those mattresses. They are not tested with those Playards. A lot of them, you know, have a label and they say they're good for these pack and plays. But in fact, that is misinformation. They are not tested for those properly. And hopefully with this new ban going forward, all the warning labels are going to change and those mattresses will be banned from the market.
Right. And that, well, what were they designed for? Like, why are they selling them? Is that...
Well, because they're really made for cribs.
Oh, but not pack and play.
Not pack and play.
Okay.
And so they say that they fit in the pack and play, but they really...
Dumb.
They're very dangerous because they're thick and then there's, you know... the material around the pack and play and then the mesh, and it takes just 1 second. You know, a baby's head is the heaviest part of their body, and it takes 1 second for their little nose to get wedged between the material of the pack and play and the mattress.
Yeah, and are you getting pushback from these manufacturers or what?
No, no. Okay, all of the manufacturers in the last 5 years have stopped making them.
Okay.
But there is one manufacturer that continues to make them, and they know they're not safe, but they continue to advertise them as suitable and safe. And they are a clear suffocation hazard. I mean, the American Academy of Pediatrics has even gone so far to issue a statement to say, never use these. They are a known suffocation hazard. So, you know, if people leave today with one thing, I just beg of everyone not to feel, if they're using a pack and play, that that thin mattress, you know, it's very thin and, you know, it's very hard. But that is the safest option when sleeping in a pack and play. And, you know, you can go on websites, you can go on Amazon, and people say, oh, it fit perfectly. You know, please, it's all misinformation.
Wow.
Please don't believe others. You know, read the warning label.
Right. And with this petition, you hope they'll be banned then, right?
They That's will why, be banned.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and what is the status of the petition, or what's the procedure? Because, yeah, so is it...
It's moving forward, and we're looking at new safety standards for that, and hopefully in the next month or two, there will be a ban on those, we call them aftermarket or supplemental mattresses.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Well, I'm sure it's been no small feat to get this going and pushing through.
No, we filed the petition, like I said, in 2015.
Wow.
So here we are 6 years later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, we will take a little break. But before we go, we're talking about babies, and I just have to give the plug for this docuseries on Netflix called Babies. And it's like 15 hours long, but it's so great. It talks about babies and development from like eating and crawling and sleeping and language learning. And I love babies. So if you love babies, check it out. So we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And today we're talking with Joyce Davis. She is the founder and president of Keeping Babies Safe. You can see us on Facebook at Happy Hunterdon. And we were talking about all the advocacy work that you do and their Project Safe Crib. I'm going to say it wrong. Project Safe Crib.
Correct. Yeah.
So tell us about that.
So over the years, we have worked with the state of New Jersey and New York on making it mandatory with all hospitals and birthing facilities that parents are educated about crib safety and safe sleep. Mm-hmm. In 2010, we developed a video called Safe Sleep for Babies in Spanish and English. Everything we do is Spanish and English. And we developed that video with the Consumer Product Safety Commission and the American Academy of Pediatrics, because we realized, a lactation specialist comes in, mm-hmm. and obviously you have to leave the hospital with a car seat, and nobody was really honing in on crib safety and safe sleep. So we developed this video. It is the most watched video the Consumer Product Safety Commission has done to date.
Wow.
And it airs in over 1,200 hospitals nationwide on the Newborn Channel. Mm-hmm. And it really just, it's a short segment, but we really hope that everybody could watch it. And we hope to make those laws about, crib safety that New York and New Jersey are using nationwide. So we hope that all hospitals nationwide would then educate any new parent about crib safety and ask them to watch the video. But it is nationwide on the Newborn Channel. And then with that, we run a program called Project Safe Crib. And to date, through Project Safe Crib, we've donated over 11,000 cribs nationwide. And we work with the hospitals and health and human service agencies where if they identify a family that needs a crib, we provide a new safe crib. It's a metal, non-full-size folding crib. So if you live in a small environment, you can just fold it up when the baby's sleeping, just, no parts or screws. And through, Project Safe Crib, we're able to donate cribs to needy families. And that's all done through grants we receive or private donations. We're 100% volunteer organization. And like I said, we've donated over 11,000 cribs. We provide every family with a safe sleep video or six essential facts postcard. So there's a trained professional who goes into the home, whether it's a nurse or a social worker, who works with the family, educating them about crib safety and then setting up the crib. The crib comes with a mattress and a crib sheet. So, and typically that family is tracked for 2 years with either their social worker or health and human service agency. And, that has really been life-saving. These families, had they not had this crib, they're putting their babies in a laundry basket, in a dresser drawer. And what we've also found through this is that, many families are co-sleeping, but siblings co-sleeping. So if you have a 2-year-old that weighs 40 pounds, and then you have a newborn that's 8 or 10 pounds, that is such a tragedy. Mm-hmm. So we obviously advocate for a newborn to sleep in his or her own crib, mm-hmm. and it could be in your room, but just in their own crib and always on their back and bear his best in mm-hmm. the crib. The ABCs, alone, on your back, and bear in the crib.
Okay. No, what are the 6 points you said, or the 6 safety tips or whatever you said you talked about?
So we developed these 6 essential facts postcards. And again, it's in Spanish and English, but always place your baby to sleep on his or her, in their own crib in your room, and all cribs must meet the 2012 crib safety standard, and no drop side cribs. Mm-hmm. And again, check the crib regularly for any loose or missing parts, and only use the manufacturer's recommended parts. And bear is best in the crib. I can't stress that enough. You know, remove bumpers, pillows, blankets, toys. Mm-hmm. No, and believe it or not, no bumpers at all. Bumpers mm-hmm. are also another one that mm-hmm. This year they'll probably be banned. The American Academy wow. of Pediatrics also just, you know, there's been numerous tragedies. Yeah. And never, ever add a supplemental mattress. Any additional bedding, never. Only use the mattress pad provided with the play yard. And always place your baby to sleep on his or her back.
Right. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And do you partner with the SIDS advocacy group as well? I mean, because they're kind of related, or are you just more separate, just focused on the crib? Right? And
yeah, we do some work together, obviously, because the more we can educate, the better. Mm-hmm. But we're separate entities. Right. We really focus on the products.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, you did what a lot of people want to do. They're like, oh, you know, I want to start my own nonprofit, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, so... It's not easy as it sounds, right?
So. No, it wasn't easy. My son Garrett, like I said, passed away in 2000, and the more research we did, believe it or not, you know, my husband met with Jack Walsh first, and he was going to Washington, and he was advocating for crib laws, and at first I was so distraught that I really wanted nothing to do with this mm-hmm. initially. Then unfortunately we heard about additional infant deaths and tragedies, and Jack had reached out to me to say there's a tremendous amount of work that still needs to be done, and I said okay, you know, I'm ready now. Mm-hmm. But it was not easy. It was not easy at all. But now, you know, it's very gratifying. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful, especially for all the families that we have helped. I mean, when you see the families that, you know, continue obviously to have babies, and they have no means, and they have nowhere to put their baby to sleep. You know, all of my, I now have three daughters, and, they're all actively running Keeping Baby Safe chapters. And, you know, my daughter in Indiana hopes to bring it there.
Nice.
And to work with hospitals and health and human service agencies there. And, you know, sorry.
No,
they really see how it can make a difference. And how you can and save a baby's life by right. putting them in a safe crib. And again, none of this would be possible without grants and without our funders. We do run a charitable sponsor program where we work with Hackensack Meridian Health, and we provide them with all of our safe sleep information, and we work with them very closely on our Project Safe Crib family. So we know that, you know, throughout New Jersey, Hackensack Meridian Health is educating all of their parents on safe sleep information, and at the same time, identifying a family that may need a crib.
Yeah, and I love that. And then I also saw on your website that you have a whole section on how if kids want to donate their bar bat mitzvah.
Yes,
to support,
yes,
I
yes,
love that.
Yes. Thank
so I mean,
you.
I think everyone, no matter what your age or who you are, I think volunteering is so important. But I'd love to hear more about how your daughters first got engaged, or when they were kind of aware of it, or if you, you know, and then they jumped in to get involved, because I think that's so exciting, especially to have that value ingrained in when you're growing up.
Yes.
Right?
So for over 10 years, it started out as a 5K. My oldest daughter said, let's do a 5K. And then my middle daughter continued it. And like I said, it ran for 10 years in Basking Ridge at Harry Dunham Park. The money we raised all went to New Jersey Department of Child and Family Labor, and Department of Child and Family Services, and we donated all the cribs to them. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, you know, and my kids have always been about, you know, making rubber bracelets or getting canvas bags, or, you know, my daughters organized a boot camp class, and all the proceeds went back to KBS. And you know, we're a volunteer organization, so all the funds used either go back to donating cribs, working, you know, whether there's a Health and Human Service agency, a high school. Many high schools now have daycare centers, so they keep the kid, you know, pre-COVID, but where they keep, they want to keep the high school students in class learning, and they realize that if they have a daycare in the building, they have a safe place for, you know, the student to go to school and the baby to be. So we've donated a tremendous amount of cribs to high schools.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, which was an avenue that we never even thought about. And like I said, the biggest lesson that we learned is siblings co-sleeping. And so whether you have a two-year-old and an infant, you really need your own crib. So, you know, and my kids are always looking for fundraising opportunities or getting involved in the city or where, you know, wherever they are, you know, just trying to do fundraising opportunities, because for every $150 we raise, we're able to donate a crib. And that's a brand new crib for a family.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, I just think it's so important. And, you know, it's just, you just, things you don't think about, right?
Right.
And, yeah, so they...
And it's very tangible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? $150, here's a brand new crib.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Yeah.
And then, so if so, their students can start their own chapter at the high school, they just go on your website and there's like, you know...
Yeah, they can email us. My information's on the website. Our website is keepingbabysafe.org. And again, you know, we're open to, you know, any opportunity. If someone wanted to do, you know, people have asked us about doing like a food truck event, and all the proceeds go back to KBS.
Yeah, there's a gazillion ways you can raise. Yeah,
right,
it's fun.
Right,
yeah.
And like I said, it's very tangible because, you know where the money's going. We're providing cribs, and obviously. You know, just in, you know, in the state alone, you know, we're working now with Newark Beth Israel Children's Hospital. Unfortunately, infant death is on the rise there.
Oh, no.
And so now we're trying to work with them where they have a very large prenatal care program and over 3,000 moms in that program.
Wow.
And so we're trying to work with them where we educate them while they're pregnant and identify how many cribs are needed in the area so that when they do have the baby, they can be provided with a new crib.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful.
Yes.
And then also, I know, you know, a lot of kids can get involved with fundraising, and I think, you know, we're in this new age, especially with the new millennia, and the change in the workforce and the way people work, but entrepreneurism and entrepreneurial enterprises are on the rise. And I mean, that's the thing I love about nonprofits and fundraisers, and you know, you can use your creativity to create
100%.
Everything. 100%. Yeah, and it helps you with your work. It helps you with an outlet. It helps you with volunteering. I mean, so there's a million ways to do that, and there's all kinds of seminars and resources to do that. And yeah, another thing that I think a lot of maybe moms or different people want to be on a board. Like, I don't know if you have
a
board.
Yes, we have a very active board, and, you know, we're always looking for new people. And, again, you know, to bring different areas of expertise or different networking platforms. We have a pediatrician on board. We have an OBGYN on board.
Yeah.
You know, we have various people. We have someone who's been in the toy industry, you know, developing baby products. So we're always looking. We're looking to grow, you know, in all ways. And like I said, the more we can grow and the more fundraising we can do and the more even grants that we can raise. We are based in New Jersey, but we do a tremendous amount of work nationwide. But you think even in today's day and age, that it's still prevalent. Like I said, you know, we're getting calls like in Newark that infant death, unfortunately, is on the rise. And you see hospitals like, you know, Hackensack Meridian Health statewide. The facts are the more we can educate and the more we can provide, the safer our infants will be.
Right, and that makes sense. And you've got so many resources on your website. You've got, you know, so if people want to get the video, do they just order it from your website, or is that mostly just run on the newborn channel, or how do you get that?
No, you can watch it all. We're actually in the process of revising our website. It is still live now, our website, but in a month or two, we're going to have a brand new website, and you can request our safe sleep information. We're happy to provide it. And you can watch our Safe Sleep for Babies DVD on our website, keepingbabysafe.org, or on YouTube.
Okay. So lots of ways to get involved,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. And, yeah. We'd love for people to get involved or volunteer, whether it's on the board or help us fundraise or, yeah.
Great. What else would you say is like the, maybe we touched on already, but what's the biggest myth that people don't know about keeping babies safe or other baby products and practices that people need to just be aware of if you're a new parent or grandparent or like
I think people aren't aware, as much as we try and educate, people aren't aware that, again, in 2012, it's getting, you know, we're further away from that date. You know, it's 9 years, but so the cribs that are on the market today are safe. But again, anything prior to that or any secondhand cribs are extremely dangerous. And really about the supplemental or aftermarket or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
The additional mattresses that you see being sold on Amazon. We've worked with Target and at the time, you know, Kids R Us and Babies R Us. They all stopped selling all of those mattresses, but I know they are still available on Amazon, and people should never, ever buy those play yard mattresses. If that was the one thing I could stress today, is really believe that the play yards are sold with a mattress pad, and read the warning label. It tells you to only use that pad, and there's a reason why.
Right, that makes sense. Well, and I'm guilty. I have the crib from my daughter born in 1990. It's in our basement, and then I also have a cradle. Like, I don't know if the cradles should be safe. I would think, because I think we still got
check the mattress.
Yeah.
In
yeah. But I mean, definitely. And I've got a pack and play in the closet. Like, I've got it all. Like,
yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, we because you don't want to throw that stuff away. Like you said, there's an attachment.
Yeah,
to it,
but
right?
Don't use it. Please don't use it.
Yeah. So I'll have to figure out where to, you know, how to dispose of it safely.
Right.
Things like that. So tell us a little bit more about, like, Jack Walsh and Lee Baxter. They reached out to you. Like, so they're with the CPSC?
No. So Lee has since passed away. But at the time, Lee was at the CPSC, and Jack was working with another crib safety advocacy group that had stopped their work. Mm-hmm. And when Garrett had passed away, Jack had reached out to us just to really to help us and provide information and let us know that they know that supplemental mattresses in play yards, even though they were sold together, was a suffocation hazard. And again, Jack felt that there was a tremendous amount of work still to be done. Mm-hmm. So he was happy to jump on board and start a new knot. And that's how we started Keeping Baby Safe in 2006. Mm-hmm. And Jack's been advocating for crib safety for over 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he's dedicated his life to crib safety.
So do you, I just envision when you have advocacy work and you're creating petitions and all this, you have to have some knowledge of the legal system and attorneys, like all that stuff, like boggles my mind. So, did you have a background in that, or do you just were a quick study, or you just made it happen, or how?
Well, my husband's an attorney,
and
we work with other advocacy groups.
Okay.
Yeah, so we work with the Consumer Federation of America. We work with other advocacy groups that are always fighting for, you know, safety.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's a completely language within itself and a system and a lot of red tape.
Right,
you got it.
It's been a lot of years. And like I said, I do believe we're going to get this ban, and it's going to be a huge win for us and for all babies going forward, you know, because you don't realize it. But they, you know, and... again, people, it's really misinformation. It's moms educating other moms, And while, you know, of course, that's extremely helpful.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I did the same thing. Like, you trust your friends,
right,
and your family,
course,
and that's who you go to for a week because they've done it. They've had babies. They've done, you know, but, yeah, but,
right,
but, you know, it doesn't take much for something to get skewed and then, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But you see, you know, if you ever scroll down and read the reviews on Amazon, it'll say, I put a pool noodle, you know, the mattress didn't fit perfectly, or I rolled up a blanket. And I just ask people, please, don't use those. They are extremely dangerous. Your baby's not sleeping better. Your baby is not uncomfortable. Babies are not crying because they're uncomfortable.
Right. They're either hungry or whatever. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But I think, like, I love the saying, bare is best.
Yes,
like,
bare
I would
is
plaster
best.
That all over your website and everything. Yeah. So that, I mean, I love, because, I mean, that's, you know,
simple. It's easy.
Yeah, and it's clever, and it makes sense.
Yes.
You know, you're like, oh, that makes, you know, like,
right.
Yeah.
Take out the bumpers. Yeah. Tight fitted, you know, mattress, crib sheet. The baby doesn't need any toys, any blankets, any bumpers, nothing.
Right. And did you see any kind of change in the nature of your work during COVID? How did it affect you all, Dean?
You know, unfortunately, during COVID, I mean, there was still a tremendous amount of births.
Right.
And so the hospitals and health and human service agencies that we were working with, the only change was they were not going into the homes.
Okay.
So everything was done via Zoom.
Okay.
They were able to watch the videos together with the family. We were delivering the cribs right to the families.
Okay.
And then FaceTiming or Zooming with them on the procedures and the setup and educating them.
Yeah, so it's just do you work with a particular manufacturer for these cribs? Or
we
did
do.
Did you customize this or
no,
is it something they...
Okay. It's a non-full-size metal crib that is collapsible and it has no loose parts or screws.
Right.
So... it's very easy to use. It meets all the safety standards, mm-hmm. and that's why we use it. And again, it comes, you know, for $150, they get a crib, a mattress, and a sheet.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you, we had, I forget the ones that we had, Moms Helping Moms on here too.
Oh, yeah.
They do the diapers and stuff like that, so you know about them too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's great. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, you partnered with all the right people, right? That with the health systems and the babies and all, you know, the... So that's good that you're definitely getting the word out of there because that's the half the battle, right?
Right. Yeah, so look forward to our new website. It'll be great, very educational, easy to use, and, you know, reach out with any questions or concerns.
All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Today, we're talking with Joyce Davis. She is the founder and president of Keeping Babies Safe. You can find out more on her website, keepingbabysafe.org. They're currently redoing their website, so check it out today and stay tuned as they launch their new website. But we're going to talk a little bit more about your organization and the current fundraising you're doing, or what did we just say?
So May 5th okay. is Keeping Baby Safe Day.
Okay.
And we ask people to go on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and post your baby pictures.
Aww.
And tag Keeping Baby Safe. We're really about spreading awareness. That's our goal, is to spread awareness about our work, And we honor people in the past, pre-COVID, we honor people that have helped us, you know, get to where we are today. So we've worked with Tom Kane. We've worked with, you know, Senator Tom Kane. We worked with Assemblyman Jamel Hawley. And we've honored, we worked with Newark Beth Israel, Hackensack Meridian Health. And we try and honor those people, those hospitals, where we have worked together. We did some work with the SIDS Center of New Jersey, and we've honored them. Mm-hmm. So our goal is really, like I said, we're open to any opportunities to fundraise. We've done everything from 5Ks. We've done boot camp, spin classes, any opportunity. And like I said, on this May 5th, we do Keeping Baby Safe Day, and we ask people to post baby pictures. Aww. And, you know, tag us, Keeping Baby Safe.
And it's a national day?
It's a national day. Yes.
Well, there's a day for everything these days, yes. Which is great, right? Yeah. And so was it, how long has Keeping Baby Safe Day been around? Or
For the past 5 years.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, I love Instagram. Like, so are you at KB? What's your Instagram handle? Like,
Keeping Baby Safe.
Okay, so yeah. Very easy. So, yeah, follow on your social platform of choice. But
yes.
Yeah, I just posted a baby picture of my daughter because we with Room to Read, there we're having, because of that Babies Netflix series, the North Carolina chapter is having one of the psychologists talk about how babies learn language. So I just posted a baby picture for that.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. Yeah. And our website is up and running. We'll have a new website, like I said, soon. And hopefully we'll be able to share the information regarding the ban of the aftermarket or supplemental mattresses. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, I'll pause for just a minute to give a plug for our Women's Business Forum here at the Chamber. We're having a week from Friday. It's April 23rd from 8 to 10:30. We're having, maybe you've heard of Heartworks out of Cambridge.
Yes.
So, yeah, Megan McDowell, who started Heartworks, is going to be one of the speakers. And then the other speaker is Nicole Piazza, who started the Clean Plate in Clinton, which is amazing if you haven't been. And it was featured in the New York Times, and it's just amazing, amazing food. And so those two women are going to be talking about resilience, you know, post-COVID as we enter this brave new world. So you can sign up for it on the huntertonchamber.org website, or I'll definitely post it on my Facebook page and stuff too. But it's two incredible women, and then there's going to be networking with Jim Barnosky from Sandler Sales. So it's that's our annual. We usually have a whole day of speakers and lunch and all kinds of fun, but of course everything's new and virtual this time,
right.
But yeah, so it's the morning of April 23rd, so check that out if you want to join. And networking is such a big part of getting any kind of word out, so what can you share, any kind of tips that you do with networking and getting the spreading the word about Keeping Baby Safe?
Same thing. We're always trying to meet new people, networking in the area, working with, you know, we do a tremendous amount of work with Oakland Children's Hospital in California.
Oh, wow.
And other crib advocacy groups. And, you know, we're always getting emails from hospitals and health and human service agencies, or even, you know, any type of birthing facility or, you know, ultrasound facility. So any way that we can get in front of moms before they have their baby.
Right.
We're always trying to outreach for that, whether, you know, it's a pediatrician office or any way, you know, ultrasound facility. We're happy to provide our safe sleep education materials too, because we find that our best success is when we get in touch with the moms before they have their baby, before they buy their crib or any infant products.
Right, because it's overwhelming, right? When you become a new parent, like you're trying to, you know, figure out everything and the nursing, and you got out the car, you know, it's
right.
Like, yeah, it's a whole new world,
right.
Definitely.
And so. People don't realize. I mean, obviously, like I said, it's we're getting almost 11 years, but past the crib safety standard. But people didn't realize if they had a baby 5 years ago, oh, I'll just use that crib.
Yeah.
And that crib was no longer safe. Now any crib sold after 2012, it all meets the new safety standards. It's safe.
Well, and they're not cheap either. So, right. Like, you don't, I mean, having a baby is a huge investment in right. So many ways. Like, it's like, you know, do you, yeah, I mean, so, yeah, you got, but if you got a, you want, you know, safety's tantamount to everything else, right? So, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But read the warning labels, always educate yourself, watch our video. I mean, our goal is just to be a free information resource. You know, we're here for you. We're here to help you. No question is too silly. You know, don't feel afraid to reach out to tell us you don't have a crib. We're here to help keep your baby safe.
Right. And do you have a dedicated social media person that kind of helps you, or do your kids help you?
Our kids help, but, you know, we'd love to find a dedicated social media person, yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody does help, and everybody's creative. And, you know, it works. Peloton, you know.
I saw that.
Yeah. Just ran an ad with a, it was like a 2-second snippet, but they had a baby in a crib with traditional old-fashioned bumpers. And, you know, we posted all over social media that this is not safe. And, you know, through social media and tagging them, they took down that ad. And they said, we will not, you know, run that. And going forward, we will only show safe sleep ads. So it does work, social media.
Yes, I mean, and that's important, right?
Yes,
you know, yeah, because
yes.
You know, one thing that looks good on, you know, for photo and social media, but not safe is not good, right?
Right, yeah, right. So. And that's been a big learning experience too. We're trying to teach advertisers and social media, because a lot of companies run ads that are not safe.
Yeah, no, I hear it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no, it's so important, and it. The news travels fast, and so hopefully people start to realize, you know, yeah, this you need to pay attention to this.
Right. No. Yeah, so hopefully with the ban of, like I said, the ban of bumpers, the ban of supplemental mattresses, and also, you know, the ban of infant sleep positioners, all of that, it's very unsafe for your baby. So, again, it's just very simple. Bear is best. Put your baby in his or her own crib.
Right, and the one, I think the SIDS came up with the back to sleep, like on your back to sleep. So, yeah. So
right.
Just very,
we always advocate for that.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else have your daughters, or have you seen other teenagers do to help your, do they have clubs that, like, I know some schools can start clubs or
yes,
like
in
that.
High school, we've had, you know, kids ask us, can they start a Keeping Baby Safe club? And we're all about that. You know, we'll provide you with the educational materials. So the more educational materials that you can get out to, whether it's, you know, daycare centers or preschools or, you know, pediatrician, anywhere that, you know, a pregnant mom may be, we'll provide you with the educational materials and any funding that you provide back to KBS. You know, if you have an area like, if you're fundraising in San Francisco, we can work with, you know, San Francisco Health and Human Service Agency and provide them with cribs. If it's in New Jersey or in New York, you know, we have worked nationwide. And like I said, some kids do races, some kids, and it really helps when you ask others to sponsor you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm running this 5K. Well, hopefully now they'll come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, you ask everyone to donate $10.
Right.
And all of a sudden you have 10 people who donate $100 and you go to that race, you could have, you know, a new crib.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Well, and a lot of times, even with the 5Ks and stuff, it's easier to kind of like do it on your own and log it, like a, you know, like a pledge form or a log like that. So you don't have to have them, you know, it's fun to have a day where everybody shows up, but now, I mean, it's springtime, you can be out, you can be active, and you're like, oh, you know, I can get in shape and do some good at the same time and, you know, and get
like
the word
out. Yeah,
like
I said, we've done spin classes, we've done Barry's boot camp classes.
Yeah, cute.
And all the proceeds donate, you know, benefit Keeping Baby Safe.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And
we're
I think
open to any opportunities.
Yeah, but this is also a good one because you can kind of do this virtually. You don't, I mean, if you need to contact people or spread the word or post it on social media, like, I mean, because so many volunteer opportunities right now, you can't do them in person. But this one, the advocacy is so, and you build a skill set too. Like
correct.
Talking to people, talking about an event, getting comfortable with sharing the story and whatever. Like, I mean, I keep harping on the fact that these soft skills that kids or teens and young adults are lacking today, they can be honed and helped through volunteer work. I mean, it's a safe environment, and it's, you know, it's something to get behind, and you can learn so many skills that benefit you in your career, but also benefit humanity in sharing this story.
Correct. Yeah, and we have kids who are calling daycare facilities, just asking them how many cribs do they have, how many, you know, babies do they have in their care, and providing, you know, is it okay if I drop off safe sleep information?
Right, or mail it, or whatever, right?
Yeah, the opportunities are endless,
Yeah, because especially, I think, you know, a lot of the kids, you know, they're attached to their phone, but they don't really know how to talk on the phone. It's only posting and texting. So, you know, you still need to communicate with people verbally. So it's a good way
to do that. And it's really about raising awareness.
Yeah,
you know, even the kids who want to work on social media, we'd love to get kids who are tagging celebrities, who are, you know, so many celebrities are having babies. Let them know about us, you know. There's a lot of work to be done on social media.
Right. Have you had any celebrities pick it up local? I mean, got the lawmakers, the senators and such, but have you had any kind of YouTubers, Instagrammers, or anything?
Yeah, we've had a few. You know, we've done it. We did a few baby events in California.
Oh,
yeah. So, and you know, we're always looking for more.
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, I think that'd be a fun way to even connect with someone you admire in the celebrity world or whatever. Yeah, just start tagging them, right?
And like, a lot of celebrities are having babies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I know. I wonder how many COVID babies we have, you know, because we have different recessions and strikes and things.
Right,
call them,
right.
You know, the baby, you know. So I wonder if there's any stats on that yet.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a big year.
Yeah. No, I know, right?
Yeah, with everyone home.
Yeah, another baby boom, right?
Yes.
Yes. And then, because it's also, now we've got more generations than ever in the workforce together. So it's just, you know, a lot.
With people being home, that it just goes back to saying that it's more important that they have a crib, that they have a proper place for a baby to sleep.
Right. And it's probably, you know, it's good that you have the proper stuff and that you're able to be home and be with your baby. But I, you know, and then it opened up the whole thing about women in the workforce with COVID. So that's a whole another issue we have to deal with. I remember when we were moving from California to New Jersey, and my son was older, but we were in a hotel because we were transitioning everything. And so, I mean, he was probably, I think he was over a year. So I put him in the bathtub in the hotel because, you know, but he was older. So, I mean, you know. So, yeah.
But the new crib laws did affect also hospitals and daycare. I mean, hotels and daycare.
Okay.
So they also need to have proper regulated cribs now.
Oh, right. Because, some of the hotels, they'll give you a crib if you ask for one, right? Yeah,
right.
But
always make sure that when a hotel gives you a crib, that they give you a crib with a crib sheet, not a twin bed sheet.
Right, and that it's after 2012 and it's safe and all that stuff. Yeah,
yes.
Because I'm sure.
And if not, you should travel with a crib sheet.
Yeah, which is easy to pack, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's very good advice because, you know, people are anxious to get out and get traveling and go places.
Right.
But you need to think about all these other aspects, not just pack the bathing suit, but pack a crib sheet.
Yes, because a lot, like I'm telling you, a lot of hotels give you a twin sheet. And that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
It's a suffocation hazard. You know, baby can wrap. There's
a lot
of extra bedding. So just always pack a crib sheet with you, one or two crib sheets for safety.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a wealth of information on your website. So keepingbabysafe.org. And it's been very educational. And we're very grateful for you taking the time to share this with us today.
Thank you so much.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Guardsmen and local law enforcement used pepper spray and flashbangs to disperse protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Tuesday as tensions ran high for a third straight night following the cop killing of Dante Wright. 60 people in the area were arrested Tuesday night. Dante was being arrested for an armed robbery warrant when the cop mistook her service revolver for a taser during the struggle. Health officials stress that there have been no reports of serious side effects with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, and even with J&J, there's only 6 cases of blood clots reported so far. Janet Woodcock, the acting Food and Drug Administration commissioner, said the pause could be for a matter of days. A CNN director admitted that the network actively worked to get President Trump out of office, even creating propaganda on issues they knew little about to further the goal. In a secretly recorded conversation, CNN technical director Charlie Chester said, "Look what we did. We, as in CNN, got Trump out." USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Coinbase, the country's largest cryptocurrency exchange, is expected to go public today at what could be a valuation better than $100 billion. This gives crypto a Wall Street seal of legitimacy after an early existence marred by ties to illicit goods. The NASDAQ last night gave Coinbase a $250 per share reference price. Several former Trump administration officials are starting a new political group looking to promote the 45th president's policies. Former Trump domestic policy head Brooke Rollins announced the launch of the America First Policy Institute in a video on Tuesday. Former Trump White House advisors Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump will be informal advisors to the new group. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday will try to advance a bill that could lead to reparations for black Americans as part of a broader effort to address centuries of enslavement. It does face an uphill climb in Congress, where prominent Republicans opposed the measure, and none have joined the 175 Democrats who signed on as co-sponsors. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As President Biden moves forward with a very expensive infrastructure bill, it is being brought to the attention of the president. Completing the U.S.-Mexico border is infrastructure. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about an infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kalen Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.